Hey, Joey. Wait up.
Where are you going?
Oh, I need to get some fresh air. I've been stuck in the office all day.
This just came for you. Something for your story?
I hope so.
This story, Joey. If I can help in any way, you've got my number. All right?
Okay. Thanks. I've said all this before. I saw it open. I opened it. And I saw what came out. I don't know what else to call them. Demons. Demons live in the box. It's a gateway to hell. Look, I know you don't believe me. I know how it sounds. What else? What else? The box. I don't know what it's for, or who made it, or why. I only know what it does. It hurts. It hurts. It kind of opens itself. Your fingers move. Wants to open, that's the thing. And it helps. And then they come. The demons.
She's telling the truth, Joey.
Johnny Cat.
I mean, what am I doing here?
I'm sorry. Would you please rephrase the question?
Huh? How did I get in this taxi?
The door opened. You got in.
Well, hang it up. you think you are? You stab him.
My goodness. Ric Flair nails Ronnie Garvin, David. Right here on TV.
Throws him in the ring. Takes Jeffers, throws him out. Rick wants him. Rick wants Garvin. Starts to pound away on him. Rights and lefts. And they chop him. Stand right on him. Rick takes him. Snap mare. With his street shoes. He starts to pound away on the street. Takes a referee. Throws him out. Like he said, Rick said he's had enough. Rick has him up. Suplex. He's got him.
He's down. We'll be right back.
was taking care of you, Fredo?
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother, and you take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Huh? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
General.
My lord, the fleet has moved out of light speed. Comscan has detected an energy field protecting an area of the sixth planet of the Hoth system. The field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
The rebels are alert to our presence. Admiral Ozzel came out of light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised was wiser.
He's as clumsy as he is stupid. General, prepare your troops for a surface attack.
Yes, my lord.
Vader, the fleet has moved out of light speed and we're preparing to...
You You have failed me for the last time, Admiral. Captain Piet.
Yes, my lord.
Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field and deploy the fleet so that nothing gets off the system. You are in command now, Admiral Piet.
Thank you, Lord Vader.
we're Simon and Garfunkel.
Right, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, and right.
Go ahead.
Hold on. And yes. Chevy Chase was there. Liza Minnelli.
Go ahead.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, the actress from Aliens. Okay, yeah. And they were all there, and you interviewed them.
Yeah. And Matthew Broderick.
You see that face you just made? This one. That yeah. You got to put in the movie. All right, here we go, Robin. This is it. You ready?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you a funny story.
Let me tell you something. You got a future. All right, here we go.
Hi, Penny.
Hi. Penny, you want to ask your question?
Yeah, but you're going the wrong way. You got to go this way. Can I ask a question? Is this the Howard Stern show? A tape of what? What? Do you think Howard Stern is single-handedly saving the planet?
I don't know. I don't see it.
Hey, Chevy,
are you... now, by the way, I noticed you're in disguise.
Yeah, I'm in disguise.
You look very different.
Yeah, you
and,
know.
That's smart because you are so recognized now that he gets thrown out of these events.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the disguise.
Everyone's been told to look for him.
That's right. Very big star there.
And now we can totally, you know, now there's no defense.
Right. That's right. Doesn't your jaw get tired when you're... jaw.
You know, when I used to try and pick up a girl, I would turn my head and...
All right,
like,
all right. Well, nobody cares. All right, so let's go now. You're with Chevy Chase, right?
Yeah.
All right, take a look at that.
Hey, Chevy, how you doing, man?
All right.
Nice question. This is Howard Stern's show. Tip for broadcast.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, you're not around?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get to the...
You did push me, didn't you?
Oh, no, just
you didn't recall that?
I'm just trying to say just where the camera is.
He just got a look at you in the sky. Oh, man. He just got a good look at you, man. He knows there's something wrong. I love, you know, this guy. I love making him miserable. Don't you, Robin? This is great.
It's fun to watch.
Yep.
What do you want?
Still wearing a toupee, Chevy?
What?
This is the Howard Stern Show tape for broadcast. Are you still wearing a toupee?
Am I still what?
Are you still wearing a toupee?
What is wrong with him? What does he want? Does he want me to put his dentist in a higher tax bracket? Is that what he wants? Did you hear what I said?
No.
Does he want me to put his dentist in a higher tax bracket?
I don't understand.
They lost a joke.
I like what's going on with the police officer. The police guy is pushing the camera away.
You know what happened? This is where... See, this is where things get beat, because now the cops are all friends of us.
Yeah.
They love you.
Yeah.
But they don't know that it's me.
Right.
Because I'm in the stupid disguise, so they push their cameras away.
I see. And so you asked him about his toupee. Obviously, he wears a toupee sometimes. He wasn't wearing one there, but he must have been upset by your questioning about the toupee. That's something one doesn't regularly talk about.
Yeah, that's a rather gauche question.
And besides, John is wearing such an attractive wig. I'm sure Chevy wishes it was his. All right.
To look it up. Get out of my way.
Wow, I tell you, that's serious business being in Hollywood. Gee whiz. Jeez, you see how those guys move?
Why do they go out?
Well, let me tell you something. They can't possibly be having fun moving at that speed.
All right, Paul, can I ask a question for the Howard Stern Show? Take a broadcast. Paul, come on. Paul, where are all your fans?
Wow.
Diane, can I ask you a question for the Howard Stern Show? Take a broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff, go in.
Yeah, she's busy. She's important. We had an important meeting in there.
She's holding up that man.
Yeah, that's what I think. Boy, I tell you, that's the move I have to perfect. My problem is when I walk through the street, I talk to people. I got to move quick, and I got to have a lot of people holding me up. That's the problem. My feet touch the ground. That's the problem with me. Boy, John, you're getting thrown off by everybody.
See, you're too nice, son. You got to just throw people off like that.
Right. Well, that's true. Okay, let's see who else you got.
All right, can I ask you a question about the Howard Stern Show tape for broadcast? Does Paul wear a toupee? Why wasn't it Garfunkel and Simon?
I see one of those questionnaires, huh?
Here you go. All right, can I ask you a question, please? The Howard Stern Show, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Tape for broadcast? You know, let me talk to you. One question, and I swear I'll never talk to you again. Why do you think gay guys dig your mom so much?
Probably, because a lot of them have good taste.
Thanks,
Liza. I'll see you.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, that was quite interesting. We got an inside view of Hollywood and their security and all of those interesting... I'm trying to make something out of nothing. What can I tell you? There's nothing going on there. Well, but it was fascinating, John. Just a chance to see the stars
With see who runs past John as
right.
he's out in the street.
It's interesting to see that wig and the mustache and people running past him. All right, John, we got to go. We've run out of time. You got something to say? Say it quick.
Don't say that.
All right, go ahead, quickly. You know what I just realized? Your jaw reminds me of my mom's sewing machine. When it goes like that. We'll be back right after.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil will get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just not safe anymore. Oh, the train's coming. Is that where we're going?
Where? Come on.
They have the fireworks tonight?
That's right. Hey, listen. They got a nice bar down there. Let me have our drink and our little chat and take in the fireworks at the same time. What do you think?
Sure, okay.
Would you like to help me cover the story?
Right.
You could give us the woman's angle.
Yeah. Franklin Bridge Express, huh? So what's the big deal with Liberty Day?
You see our story about it?
No, I don't watch the news. It's too depressing.
Thank you.
16 or 35?
What do you mean?
The gauge of the film. They've only got 16 millimeter equipment out of the station.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Why don't you let me have a look at it?
Oh, sure.
Here, come on over into the light.
She'll never ask you, please again.
like this, we live in claustrophobia, a land of steel and concrete, trapped by dark waters. There is no escape.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. Of our elaborate plan, of everything that stands. Into your eyes again, can you picture? Away, 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 away in India. Away, 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 away in India.
Cool, smooth tone. Feel the good, cold, stinging blood. The smooth, hissing snakes.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft life. The end of nights we tried to die. Yeah.